Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on this Christmas Eve morning here on 720 WGN. And joining me, which we've done 5 or 6 years here as a little tradition, my kids are here in studio. Josh, our 18-year-old son. Good morning to you, Josh. Merry Christmas.
Morning, Dad. Merry Christmas.
Emma, our 14-year-old daughter. Merry Christmas to you.
Morning, Dad.
And our little Alex, he's 7 years old. He's here in a suit, ready to go. Good morning, buddy. Oh, I need you a little louder.
Good morning, Dad.
Oh, there we go. There we go, guys. So is everybody ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so tell me what that means. Dead air. So gifts are wrapped, I hope?
Gifts are wrapped. Okay. Stockings are hung by the chimney with care.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In hope that St. Nicholas will be there.
All right, good enough. I know, Emma, we have not baked our cookies yet.
Yeah. No.
I know, that's kind of our thing. We got to get, what are we going to do that?
This weekend?
I feel like, you got to get a little closer. I feel like it has gone so fast. And Dave, tell me if I'm wrong, like between Thanksgiving, we lost a week in there somewhere.
Yes, we did. Yeah, because Thanksgiving was... the 28th of November.
Yeah.
So we basically lost a week.
This was everybody's excuse this year.
No, it is.
Great.
It is a little bit.
That's legit.
I feel I'm just behind. Like, I haven't enjoyed anything yet. Like, when is that going to happen? Tomorrow, like about 4 o'clock, you finally get to sit down, have a drink, and relax. And
I feel the same way.
Right?
I finally got done baking my cookies, wrapping my presents, and sending out my cards yesterday.
Yeah. Oh,
so
really, your cards, too?
Now, yeah. So I'm like, okay, now I can maybe relax a little bit after I work.
Josh and I motored through the cards in about 90 minutes. We sent out like 200 cards, and we flew through them, stamped them, licked them, stuffed them, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was kind of a long process. So the big plans today are church at some point, and then going over to Grandma and Grandpa's for dinner tonight, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we're working the church scene tonight, too,
correct,
as well, right? And we're having people over tomorrow. So what is on your wish list? Let's start with Alex. Like, what's the one thing you really want from Santa or somebody this year? Like, it's like the one thing you're really looking forward to.
Magnet tiles?
Oh, the magnet tiles? They're like Legos, but they connect with the magnets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little color things? So what do you build out of that? What are you thinking about building?
Houses.
Oh, good. Alex and I will be working together someday.
Yeah, yeah. The big architect here, Dave. He's at Art Institute, you know, so he'll be doing that. Okay, so magnet tiles, that's the one thing that you're looking for. You like to play video games, too, so maybe there's going to be a video game or two in your stocking, right? Yeah? You think so? Emma, what about you?
I want a pasta maker.
Pasta maker?
Yeah.
Okay. So like a little more practical.
Like the cutter?
Yeah, like you make the dough and then you feed it through and it like cuts them or like shapes them the way you want them to be.
Okay. So Wednesday night, Dave and Mary, as you remember, is Prince Spaghetti Day. So I'm going to say Wednesdays, you're in charge of pasta.
All right.
Okay. Wednesdays, you're in charge of pasta. Josh, what about you?
A white Christmas, please.
No, I don't think you're getting that. I think you're going to get a 65 degree day tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen here. Favorite tradition during the holiday season, kids? Because tradition, first of all, very important. And I think that's something that sometimes falls by the wayside a little bit. But Dave, you were mentioning earlier that one of your big traditions is watching Elf tonight on Christmas Eve, right? Mm-hmm. With an old-fashioned.
Well, now, thanks to you, yes.
With an old-fashioned. What about you guys? Like, what's your favorite tradition, Josh?
I would say celebrating Vigilia is always fun.
It's our Polish Christmas from our heritage. So we do that with extended family. We had 32 people for a sit-down dinner, although mm-hmm. everybody brought everything.
Right.
But it's very special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first year without Grandma, too, so it was a little tougher this year. How about you, Emmy?
Baking Claire's cookies.
Claire's cookies. So my dad's mom's cookies, I know, which we haven't done yet. So I feel like I've disappointed already, Mary. So maybe, we could do it tomorrow afternoon or the 26th. We can still bake the cookies.
Mm-hmm. 26th.
And get them around, right?
Yeah, because people are sick of eating the cookies all during, you know, Christmas Day. So
true.
After. Give them after.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We got to do it before New Year's, though, because then all of a sudden everyone has to diet. Which is the craziest thing. But the candy cane cookies is, you know, you're really just making, it's flour, vanilla extract, almond extract, and you're splitting the dough into two, doing red dye in one half, and then cutting little pieces.
And then you twist them together in the shape of a candy cane.
Yeah. and maybe sprinkle a little powdered sugar, a little crushed peppermint on them. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. Alex, what's your favorite tradition like that you like doing every year? Is it visiting Santa? Is it going ice skating at Wrigley? What is it?
Our three Christmas parties.
Oh, our three Christmas parties. Three? Yeah, we do. We do. Well, we had friends and family over for a party, and then we had
Regalia.
We had Polish Christmas, and then tomorrow we have our immediate family over. So yeah, you like the parties though, right? You work the room.
He likes the party scene.
Yeah. You make some tips ever? Did Emma share some tips? Yeah, you do. You make a couple bucks?
Yeah.
All right.
That's cool. He got his popcorn at the party. That was awesome.
Was that right? Was he hauling popcorn?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Emma made a killing checking coats, which was kind of crazy. Like, that just started off at a couple bucks, and I think what'd you walk away with there?
50 each.
50 each?
Yeah. So I was, so my wife says, Dave paid for us. Aren't you going to tip? I said, I don't know. We're at someone's house, should we? And she said, absolutely you should.
Otherwise, she's not going to college, Dave.
Well, considering we were blocking the front door.
Chipped in.
Yeah, That's true. Must-see holiday movie. Like, what is the holiday movie that you got to see? Like, we haven't sat down and watched much this season because it's just flown by.
Elf Josh? Is a must every year.
Elf, okay.
There you go.
I know I turned it on. Alex is like, I watched this 5 times already. Alex, what about you?
Christmas without Santa Claus.
A year without a Santa Claus.
Oh, the cartoon. Was that with the Heat Miser?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Mr. Snow?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Which one do you like better, Mr. Snow or the Heat Miser?
Snow.
Yeah, I do too. How about you, Emmy?
The second Home Alone.
The second in New York?
The New York one.
Yeah. Are you hoping that happens to you?
No.
So you could explore the city by yourself?
That'd be fun, though.
That would be fun, right? Not by yourself, though. Not at 14, sorry. No. What else? What was our other questions here that we had today? Emma?
Favorite Christmas song?
Oh, Christmas song, yes. What is the favorite?
My favorite Christmas song is All I Want for Christmas is You by Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Of course.
You know, when I was working back in the music business, Emma, and I had, and Dave, I know you can't imagine this, but I had a ponytail and an earring. The earring is still, the hole is still there.
Okay, just give me a minute.
I know it's a little scary, but one of
it's the ponytail that I'm trying to picture.
Now that I'm completely bald. Well, you know, what we did is I was living in New York and we had hosted Mariah Carey at one of our retail stores. We owned like Coconuts and Record Town and all those. And she just lit the tree at Rockefeller. And my responsibility was to hire a sleigh with horses to pick up Mariah at the Rockefeller tree where she just lit it and then bring her over to the store. And there was a list of demands and all that that her people gave me that I found out she didn't even know about. Like, this is just kind of made up stuff. And she was supposed to sign autographs for 2 hours. There were enough people lined like 20 city blocks. And she stayed till about 3 a.m, like 7 hours, to make sure everyone got an autograph.
Wow.
So
outside?
No, she was inside the store. But
goodness.
No, but people were waiting outside 20 city blocks to get into the building.
That's crazy.
Josh, favorite song?
Happy Holidays, but the Beef Wellington remix.
The Beef Wellington?
The one that's... Da, 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 da,
oh, is that Bing Crosby? Mm-hmm. That one? Yes. Okay. And do you have a favorite Christmas song, Alex?
Jingle Bells Rock.
Jingle Bells Rock. I like that one, too. I like that one, too. I like it. Okay.